Good morning, my friend. Welcome in to the Monday edition of Prayer Time, this 14th day of October. Kenneth Hill here with you and your host for our Prayer Time program. You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. And I am thankful that you are listening to WHCB. William Sprague has written a number of things that we've used here on our program from time to time. The last one we used was from a book he had written, Lectures on Revivals of Religion. It was an old volume. But he was writing about a spirit of dependence upon God, that everything that we do depends upon God, not upon us, not upon our strength, but upon God's strength. I want to talk about exaltation and humility. And I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. This is Paul writing, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." And so when we see what the Apostle Paul is telling us, he had such an abundance of revelations from God Almighty. He knew how to teach these people. He knew what was going on. He had teachings for them that no one else had had for them, and he was giving them, he was teaching them, and people were receiving it, and people were wanting to hear what he had to say. And he said, the Lord sent this messenger of Satan to buffet me so that I would not be exalted above measure. I needed something to keep me in check. Most pastors have wives who keep them in check. They're wives that are used of God faithfully to say, honey, I really don't think you want to go there. Honey, I really don't think you want to say that. Honey, I don't think you want to do that. And sometimes pastors, preachers will be human about it and not listen, and sometimes they'll be godly about it and listen very carefully. But here, apparently Paul did not have a wife, and God sent this messenger of Satan. He allowed this messenger of Satan to come to buffet him. And when he tried to get it gone, and he said to God, please take this away, please take this away, please take this away, and I don't know that he did it three times in a row, but he did it three times. And God spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, it would be good for each one of us to learn that. God's grace is sufficient for us, for God's strength is made perfect in weakness. And what was Paul's response? Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You see, the power is not our own. It's just as William Sprague had written. The power is not upon us in ourselves, but it is from God. And if we're going to see revival, if we're going to see folks come to faith in Christ, if we're going to see our families saved, if we're going to be a part of a change for the better in any fashion, it's going to be by the power of Almighty God. Not by your power, my friend. Not by my power, but by the power of Almighty God. And we may have to be in infirmities. We may have to suffer. But it's through our weakness that God's strength is seen. and His grace will be sufficient. Heavenly Father, thank You for that reminder. I don't know why You're sending it to us today, but You are, and we thank You for the reminder that Your grace is sufficient in the midst of struggle, in the midst of trial, in the midst of difficulty, that Your grace is sufficient. And we thank You for that. Now, Father, we ask that You would work in our hearts today. Use us for Your honor and glory in all things. I pray for the ministry of WHCB, that You would use the words spoken, the music played, the teaching given for Your honor and glory. And I pray too, Father, that by Your grace, that You would provide for the work of WHCB and its volunteers and its staff and its listeners, and that provision would be made seen, made known, and that we could go forward with the work that You've called us to do. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.